We saw it again this political year. In America, barriers exist to be broken. But it's not just in politics. Steve Hartman with a case in point in this week's Assignment America.
At the Ohio School for the Blind in Columbus, no one sees obstacles, especially not this man.
My philosophy is, if it can't be done, let's do it anyway.
Dan Kelly is band director here, and not long ago, he asked the kids if they'd be willing to take the school's concert band in a whole new direction.
I was thrilled.
Scared.
I thought, how can blind people be able to do this?
It was a good question.
Who took my hanger?
But nevertheless, the kids agreed. Got some uniforms, double-tied their shoes.
And we became the first blind marching band in the land.
That's right. A blind marching band. Hard to pull off for several reasons. For one, they can't see the director, although he goes through the motions anyway.
I can't just stand up in a band and not do that, you know?
But even more importantly, a marching band involves marching.
Our first goal was to see if we can actually march and stay in a line.
That's the tough part. Any marching band worth its sousa has to walk a fine line between precision and collision. Do it right, and you make something of yourselves. Do it wrong, and you've got a trombone up your...
Thank you. Robert, you're still slurring, son.
Seeing the potential for a demolition derby...
What's up?
Mr. Kelly paired each band member with a sighted volunteer. Together, they now spell out Ohio in Braille. You'll have to trust me on that. They also zig and zag, and on this day would have had a flawless performance, if not for our meddling cameraman who stepped right in front of the saxophonist.
Sorry. Yeah, I caught that. I heard him say sorry about three times when I'm going, get out of the way, man.
Fortunately, the goal here isn't to put on a perfect show. Mr. Kelly never intended to build a band worthy of the Rose Parade. All he ever wanted to do was teach these kids that nothing is ever out of the question.
If you think that you have a limitation, chances are you're going to have one.
It's a lesson these students learned first time they took the field, and again at assembly a couple weeks ago, when they found out they're going to be in the Rose Parade.
Everybody just went crazy, jumped out of their shoes.
I nearly jumped out of my shoes.
I was jumping up and down, but I still had my shoes on.
Hopefully, I'll be able to cover their trip. Hopefully, with a different cameraman.
Sorry.
Now, that's not going to be this January. That'll be the parade in January 2010, so mark next year's calendar for that.
What a great... I used to work at a camp for blind kids, and that is such a great story. I'm so glad
they
did that.
And they had so much fun. They had a great time.
They were wonderful. So tell me about next week's story.
Okay, something special. Whatever happened to that giant ball of twine Charles Kuralt made famous? Next week, we go back for the first in a series of updates I'm doing on Kuralt Classics. Join me for On the Road Again on a special night next Wednesday.
Ooh.
We got another one on Thursday, and I'll be here Friday for Assignment America. You're going to be sick of me.
No, I love your stuff. I'm a huge fan. You know that. Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that is the CBS Evening News. I'm Katie Couric. Thank you so much for watching this week. Have a great post-election weekend. I know I will. Good night.